Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Film screening at Indy, Mademoiselle Kenopsia, Jan. 18. The Northern Ontario premiere of Denis Côté's latest feature, Mademoiselle Kenopsia, is set for January 18 at 6:30 p.m. at Sudbury Indie Cinema. The filmmaker will join afterwards for a live moderated Q&A. Côté is an independent filmmaker and producer living in Quebec. His experimental films have been shown at major film festivals around the world. Film synopsis. Set on carrying out her task with dedication, a woman is obsessed with watching over anonymous interiors and occupying them. She becomes an echo of how we relate to time, solitude and the melancholy of forsaken spaces. Advance tickets are $15, and can be purchased here. $20 tickets are available at the door. Dinner Theatre, the Miss Magnolia Senior Citizen Beauty Pageant, Jan. 18-20. The Four Old Broads are back, with some wacky new friends, in an all-new comedy. Against her better judgment, Lurline Dupree is throwing the 7th annual Miss Magnolia Senior Citizen Beauty Pageant. Martha Parsail is certain that it is finally her year to win. But Beatrice, Imogene and Edie have other plans. Throw in a tambourine playing squirrel, dueling Elvises, and an unfortunate spray tanning incident, and you're in for a knee-slapping, side-splitting night of live theater. Check out this Sudbury Performance Group Dinner Theater production January 18-20 at Thornlow University. Purchase tickets online here. SSO Chamber Music Series presents Song of the Oboe, Jan. 20. The Sudbury Symphony String Quartet will be joined by virtuoso oboist Joseph Salvalaggio to explore the instrument's range and beauty. Centered around Mozart's Elegant Oboe Quartet, the only chamber music he wrote for the oboe, SSO will feature Mozartich's hauntingly beautiful Calla Lilies, and Searching for Sophia, a piece written by Elizabeth Rahm, who is a friend of the symphony and has joined the SSO oboe section on a number of occasions. The show runs at 7:30 p.m. January 20 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Pasta dinner for the inner city home of Sudbury, Jan. 24. If you have a hankering for a hearty meal that comes with a little love for the food bank, head to Overtime Sports Bar and Grill Sudbury, 941 Notre Dame Avenue, for a pasta dinner in support of Inner City Home on Wednesday, January 24 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Proceeds from each pasta dish will be donated to support the community organization. Tickets are $20 each and include one pasta serving per guest. Tickets can be purchased at Overtime Sudbury or online, found here. Make a reservation by calling 705-470-3336. Church of the Epiphany Book Sale, Jan. 26-28. The Church of the Epiphany's annual gigantic book sale takes place January 26-28. The event runs Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The church is located in downtown Sudbury at 85 Larch Street. Phone 705-675-2279. Comedy show, Jan. 27. Top Glove Boxing is putting on a comedy night fundraiser January 27. The event features John Laster, a comedian and actor. The event takes place at 147 Lorne Street starting at 7 p.m. Tickets cost $45, and include wine and finger foods. Phone 705-805-2699. GNO presents Connor Laffertune until Jan. 27. In a work dedicated to his grandparents, family and elders, Connor reimagines a world where the true stories of colonization can be told. He seeks to unpack language, teachings and history while using both oral storytelling and traditional regalia. After six generations without fluent language speakers in his family, Connor seeks to understand the impacts of loss by speaking directly to his ancestors. Poor tout CEK tu en osas pa dire, to all the words you never learned, dares to ask, how have our words changed us? He explores the ways in which colonization prevented the use of traditional language and dictated the use of the English language. He shares the traditional words they never learned and the ways they were forbidden to resist. The series of exhibitions presented in collaboration with Galerie du Nouvel Ontario can be viewed at Place des Arts until January 27, 2024. Sudbury Music Festival registrations. Jan. 31 deadline. Sudbury Music Festival has issued a friendly reminder that registrations will be open until 11:59 p.m., January 31. The 2024 Sudbury Music Festival, formerly the Kiwanis Music Festival of Sudbury, will be held April 4-14, with a final concert taking place on April 29. Participants will once again have the opportunity to gather in person and experience each other's performances live, carrying on a 77-year tradition. Contact Festival Coordinator Louis C. Mao at 416-532-8209 or info.sudburymusicfestival@gmail.com for all inquiries and volunteer support opportunities. All relevant information, including the 2023 syllabus, is available at sudburymusicfestival.ca. Children's Grief Support Group. First session January 31st. Maison McCulloch Hospice is now offering free children's grief support groups for youth ages 8 to 12 who are struggling with the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close. This program is the only free children's grief support program in Northern Ontario of its kind. The program is led by a registered psychotherapist and registered social workers who are experienced in working with children and in grief services. The first session takes place 6:30 to 8 p.m. January 31st at Maison McCulloch Hospice. For more information, email tlessard@maisonsudburyhospice.org or phone 705-674-9252, ext. 253. Fire and Ice, Police vs. Fire Charity Hockey Game. Feb. 1. Enjoy an action-packed evening at the Sudbury Arena on February 1 with the Fire and Ice, Police vs. Fire Charity Hockey Game. Will see GSPS officers and GSFS firefighters face off on the ice, raising funds for the Neo Kids Foundation. Tickets are on sale now through the online Sudbury Arena box office. General admission is $15, admission for seniors is $10 and youth, under 12, is $5. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the game begins at 7 p.m. 5 ticket holders will be randomly selected to participate in a shoot-to-win competition during the second intermission where someone could walk away with a brand new Ram truck from Doyle Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Tickets to the Fire and Ice, Police vs. Fire Charity Hockey Game are on sale now through the online Sudbury Arena box office, found here. TNO presents Le Cabaret de la Cellule d'Ecritures. Feb. 2-3. How can we repopulate theater stages, multiply and complicate the representation of actors on stage, make other voices and other spaces heard? It was with these questions in mind that the TNO developed Cellule d'Ecritures, a theater laboratory where playwrights attempt to apprehend, grasp, feel and interact with what is at once a political, social, scientific and aesthetic issue. A space for creation and writing devoted to life's different possible paths, a place for questioning both stage and actor. These three new texts in development take to the stage in a series of public laboratories, allowing three writers in residence to produce and present excerpts from their new creations. This year, three feminist plays in progress are presented to an audience for the first time, in order to nourish the process of artists in Greater Sudbury. France Uo, Mariana LaFrance and Caroline Reynaud are the Sudbury authors who will be presenting excerpts from their texts. The event runs February 2 and February 3 at 7:30 p.m. at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury Off-Site Exhibits. Winter 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, there are currently a couple of off-site exhibits you can take in this winter. An exhibit by Brandon Restoul continues at the Laughing Buddha restaurant downtown until January 23. What were once two mediums I simply enjoyed to tinker around with, have evolved to tools of self-healing, he said in an artist's statement. It's been beautiful to see my most treasured moments and the people and places my eyes refused to forget reflect through my photography. Likewise, with my poetry, which joined the party a few years ago. I once resented only catching myself writing when I was stuck in dark places. However, as I've grown alongside it, it's allowed me to be vulnerable and share my sadness, anger, grief and depression in a safe and fulfilling way. Enjoy the roller coaster that I am. Another AGS exhibit by Francine Robillard opens at Sudbury Theatre Centre January 15th and runs through until March 14th. I am inspired by walks in nature, insects, wildlife, flowers, and especially the moon, which is found in most of my pieces, said her artist statement. I like to work with dried flowers and vintage black and white photography. Art history has always fascinated me and I enjoy exploring new and older style artists' techniques. I am a mixed media artist. I work with alcohol inks, oil, acrylics, found objects, foliage and yes, even insects. I returned to collage work during the lockdowns, posting art pieces from the Absurdist Collage Club prompts on Instagram and have sold some of these pieces. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.